621, 30 degrees, News Talk 760 WJR, and it's Monday morning. We always like to start it with Mike Lee, Crane's Detroit Business Managing Editor. Good morning, Mike.
Happy Monday, Paul. How are you?
I am great and ready to take on this happy Monday, get the week going. We do it with you, and there are a couple of things in there that in the current Crane's Detroit business, you can go to cranesdetroit.com. You can sign up for it and never miss out on any of this important news. Michigan in the competition for another giant battery plant. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is an interesting competition. Of course, we've seen plenty of announcements of plants to make the giant batteries that go in electric vehicles. This is a another one of those. It's a joint venture between Ford and a Chinese company called CATL. Michigan is in the hunt for this. It became sort of a national, almost political issue a little while back when the governor of Virginia, which was also ostensibly competing for this plant, came out and pulled his state out of the running because he, as he said, the CATL is called the plant a Trojan horse for the Chinese government. It's interesting because so many of these EV things are partnerships with overseas companies. Michigan, the governor and Quentin Messer at the Michigan Economic Development Corp are continuing to push hard to win this plant. They pitched a gigantic site in near Marshall in West Michigan, about 3 square miles, 1,900 acres. It's the biggest site, an industrial site that the state has been pitching to these companies. It's often called the Marshall mega site. It's not clear which other states might be in the running for this. Whoever winds up winning will certainly wind up writing a big check to Ford and CATL. We more or less expect to hear more on this pretty soon. So stay tuned.
Fascinating politics here, this chess game now that obviously Governor Glenn Youngkin is a part of. He could only be taking that money away from his people because he has eyes on a bigger prize, being the president of the United States.
He definitely got some headlines for it.
Yes, he did. It'll be fascinating.
It's not entirely clear whether they were even a serious competitor. Ford doesn't have any operations in or near Virginia, so we'll see.
That's funny. One part of the economy is already seeing a recession, and that would be home construction. You know, they're still out there arguing whether there's going to be a recession or not. Don't talk to home builders.
Yeah, home construction has fallen quite precipitously in the last year. The December numbers, especially, home builders group put out December numbers. There were 105 permits issued for single family homes in Southeast Michigan, Macomb, Oakland, Wayne, St. Clair counties. That's the lowest monthly total since February 2010, which, if you remember, was just after the bottom of the Great Recession, which was caused by a housing crisis and home prices tanked more than we've ever seen. It's not good news. Construction industry employs a lot of people. You know, we have a housing cost problem and housing supply can ease that. I think there's a little bit of light on the horizon here. You know, the interest rate increases are starting to level off. The Fed raised a quarter of a point last time. And I think you're seeing some other economic signs that are positive. There are a lot of numbers flying around that don't look a lot like a recession is coming. So, you know, you can get economists to debate one way or the other on that. But hopefully we'll see a turnaround for the builders soon.
I haven't heard a mansion called a castle lately, but apparently you've discovered one in Oakland Township.
This is a fun home that's for sale. Oakland Township, it quite literally is a castle, complete with a suit of armor in one of the rooms, ramparts and turrets, and it even has a moat around it. This house has been on the market a few times in the past several years. It's occasionally gotten some coverage. It's back on the market now. We talked to the owner, who has an interesting backstory. He took this house as payment for a business debt. this massive castle. And as he says, in putting it on the market, he, quote, never wanted to own a castle, which is one of my favorite quotes we've run in a long time. He's asking $2.5 million for it. The place cost $10 million to build. So
yikes.
Always a cautionary tale. If you want a very unique house, somebody else probably doesn't want your very unique house. And it will cost a lot more to build than you could ever possibly get for it. It's a fascinating thing.
Why is he moving?
On whether it actually sells and for how much.
Did he say why he's moving?
He wants to get out from under this house. It's I suspect it's fairly costly to maintain. No one's been living in it. The real estate agent says he's been shown it more than any other house he's ever listed, and in fact got engaged there. So it always gets attention, but we'll have to see if there's a buyer for the Oakland Township Game of Thrones castle.
Be careful for what you hope for. Obviously, this was this guy's dream, building this house, and then now he doesn't want it. $10 million to build, selling it for $2 million. Wow. All right. Well,
yep.
Finally, we had a lot of trucking companies, large and small, filing for bankruptcy in 2022 here in Michigan. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I found this kind of surprising because we've heard a lot about, you know, how high shipping costs are contributing to inflation. You'd figure the truckers are doing well if they've got high prices, but those prices have started to tank. The high prices brought a lot of competition into the market, so now there are too many trucks on the road, and that's putting some of the weaker trucking companies in trouble and into bankruptcy. It's the classic story of a good market bringing too many people into the business.
Sure.
Hopefully that will help ease inflation. We'll have to see.
Mike Lee, Cranes Detroit Business Managing Editor, every Monday morning on WJR. Go to cranesdetroit.com. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Paul.
You know, a lot of companies, it was costing them so much to do shipping, they decided to get trucks themselves. And they kind of went into competition with the other trucking companies, when you think about it. Heading towards 629 WJR.